Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Heaven Help Us, a podcast dedicated to encouraging you to rely on Christ for your daily life. And I'm your host, Melissa Sykes. And on today's podcast, we're going to take a deep dive into the thoughts that shape our lives and faith and explore the powerful message found in Philippians 4:8. If you're a woman looking to uplift your mindset and transform your daily thoughts, then you are in the right place, my friend. So let's kick this thing off by unpacking Philippians 4:8, which says, "Finally, sisters," now I'm throwing in the sisters because that's who we're talking about today, "but finally, sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Wow. What a powerful reminder of the kind of thoughts that we should be nurturing. Now, I know at this moment, what you may be thinking is, well, that sounds great, but how do I actually do that? Well, you are not alone. Many of us struggle with negative thoughts, self-doubt, and distractions, right? That's all of us have those times that we think negatively about ourselves or a situation. We doubt ourselves, which obviously we can do nothing apart from God. But even those of us who know that we can't do anything apart from God, we still doubt that the gifts and the abilities and the things that He's put inside of us and what He's called us to do, we still can't do. So that's self-doubt, right? And then things come along that distract us and they take our thoughts off of the things that we should be focusing on, and we begin to focus on that distraction. So let's take a minute. We want to break this down. First, I want to talk about why this matters. Why does it matter that we focus on things that are true, that we focus on things that are noble, that we focus on things that are right and pure and lovely and admirable? Why does that matter? Because our thoughts shape our reality. I want to say that again. Our thoughts shape our reality. They influence how we feel, how we act, and how we perceive the world around us. When we focus on the positive, when we focus on the things that are found in Philippians 4:8, we not only lift up ourselves, but also those around us. Research shows that positive thinking can improve mental health, boost resilience, and even enhance our physical well-being. So take that for just a moment. When you are thinking negatively, when you are focusing on the negative, when you are living and basing your life and your reality off of the things that are negative, how does it make you feel in your mind? It drains you, right? It makes you feel anxious. It makes you feel depressed. And that is involving your mental health. It makes you feel weak. And so you're not resilient. You're able to be attacked. You're able to be defeated. And then sometimes you don't want to eat if you're depressed. You don't want to eat if you're stressed out. So then it's impacting your well-being. So it's not just about feeling good. It is about living well. Philippians 4:8 is going to help us live well. So before I move forward, can you think of a time when you shifted your mindset? Was it today? Was it last week? Was it last month? Was it last year? Something happened and you shifted your mindset. I can think of a time, and it was actually recently. So my husband and I are in the process of trying to buy a house, and we are looking, and we are looking in a specific area, and there are a lot of people who want to live in this area. So, you know, when a house drops on the market, I mean, you got to be like moving fast, right? So this process, there was a particular house that we really wanted, and we set our affections on that house. By the time we went to look at the house, it was pending, which means somebody else had already put in an offer. And I'm going to tell you, that took me down. I was so low. I wish that you could talk to the people around me, because I was so low. I was falling into depression. I was downtrodden. I was bummed out about this house, y'all. I was bummed out. And like, you know, people tried to encourage me. You could not encourage me. And so at that time, my mindset was, I can't believe we lost that house. I can't believe we didn't do this. I can't believe we didn't do this. Oh my God. And I wanted to blame everybody and their grandmother for why we didn't get an opportunity to put in an offer on this house. And it stole my joy. It stole my peace. But how did it do that? Because I let it. I allowed a material thing and I allowed my mind and my thoughts to be on that thing. And it took me down. I can't even express to you in words how impactful it really was. It took me down. And I started to really get low. And the Holy Spirit was like, What are you doing? Why are you allowing this thing to defeat you like this? This is a material thing that is going to go away when Jesus returns. It's not going to last anyway. And how do you know that this is, you know, this could be a great thing that just happened? The Lord could have protected you from something that you didn't know about this house, right? So instead of me thinking on that and the fact that, instead of praising God at that moment and saying, oh, thank you, Jesus, I was so focused on, we lost this. We lost this opportunity. But as the Holy Spirit began to deal with me, my mindset shifted. And I mean, it shifted. And I was like, you know what, Lord, you are right. You closed this door. And my prayer, ladies, had been, Lord, I want you to open this door if this is of you, and if it's not of you, close this door. And so instead of me rejoicing in that moment and saying, okay, Lord, you close this door, I was angry. But then I realized, Lord, thank you. You closed that door. You know more about the inner workings of this home than I do. You see the beginning from the end, and you know whether this is the best place for us to live, the best neighborhood. It might have been a bad neighborhood for us to live in. I don't know, Lord, but I praise you and I thank you for blocking this. And I know that you have a place for us. There is a home for us somewhere that you're going to highlight. You're going to showcase. You're going to open the door that no man can open. And you're going to keep closing doors that no man can close. And you're going to make a way when there seems to be no way. And then it's going to be time for us to move. And so that is how my mindset shifted. Once I focused on the right thing, which was Jesus. My focus should have been Jesus all along, that everything changed. And it didn't just change for that day. It changed for the days to come. And so now I have joy in this house buying process, right? Now I'm excited when I send a listing to my husband. Now I'm like, okay, babe, this might be the one. But you know what? If it's not, then it's okay, because God has the one. Amen? So Let's get a little more practical here. Here are three tips to help you live out Philippians 4:8 in your daily life. Get ready. Here we go. Number one, journaling. Now, I'm a writer by nature. Okay, by nature, I'm a writer. I love to write. I love to read. I love to speak. If I didn't, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. So by nature, I'm a writer. So I love to journal. If you don't have a passion for journaling, that is okay. But I pray that you do some simple journaling. Because, you know, this might be out of your comfort zone. But just give it a try. Okay, just give it a try. Start a gratitude journal. So I'm not just talking about just journaling to be journaling. I'm talking about starting a gratitude journal. Every day, write down three things that are true, noble, or lovely in your life. Every day, three things. This simple practice can help shift your focus to the positive, right? It's hard to be ungrateful, and it's hard to have a disheartened heart if you're focusing on the things that are true in your life, the things that are lovely, and the things that are noble. All right, so number one, journaling. Number two, affirmations. Create a list of affirmations based on Philippians 4:8. And when I say affirmations, I'm saying take the things that God's word says about you and speak them over yourself. You are worthy of love, right? That's an affirmation. You are lovely in the eyes of the Lord. That's an affirmation, right? So those things you need to be speaking over yourself. And trust me, when you start speaking affirmations over yourself, man, it really lifts your spirits. Now, I have a bad habit. I want to share this. I have a really bad habit. Like, if I'm working on something at work, and let's say that I make a mistake, right? And I will out loud say, oh my goodness, y'all, I'm so stupid. Okay, even though I'm saying that in jest, the Word of God says that there is power in our words, and, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if I'm sitting there, and even though in jest, I'm like, man, I'm stupid. No, I'm not. I'm not stupid. And so I'm even talking about things like that. Don't speak those things over yourself. Don't speak curses over yourself. Take the Word of God and use the Word of God to affirm yourself. Speak affirmations over you. And you know what? Speak affirmations over the people around you. When I said, man, I'm so stupid. And one of my coworkers said, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're like one of the smartest people I know. Right? And even though she knew that I said that, and just she was like, don't say that over yourself. And she's so right. Amen? So we need to be affirming ourselves. And number three, this is very critical. In the world that we live in today of social media, and you get an app for everything on your phone, and you can just sit and scroll for hours, and you know, you've got all this stuff available to you to look at, videos, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, I mean, every single app out there. Be careful about your media consumption. Make sure that you are consuming positive media things, right? Be mindful of what you watch and listen to. It's very important. For a long time, I have been interested in shows about people solving crimes. Okay? And some of them can be very dark, right? And so you don't think about the fact that that darkness can settle in over you. It can change your mood. You can be watching something, you can be listening to something, and it can change your mood just like that. So be mindful of what you watch and what you listen to, the music you listen to. I love music. I listen to music a lot. I have different music outlets that I listen to. But I made a decision long ago that I would only listen to music that was going to be uplifting and encouraging me in my walk with the Lord. I want music that's going to encourage me to focus on Jesus. I want music that's going to encourage me to love others around me, right? Be careful. Surround yourself with uplifting content that aligns with Philippians 4:8. So these tips again are journaling, speaking positive affirmations, and consuming positive media. I can assure you, if you start there, you are going to see a change in your attitude, a change in your responses to the people around you, a change in your reactions to the things that are happening in your life and situations. Remember, small changes in our thinking can lead to significant transformations in our lives. Again, small changes in our thinking can lead to significant transformations in our lives. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your thoughts. What are you thinking? Are they true, lovely, and praiseworthy? Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts and in turn, shape your life. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Heaven Help Us. I would love to hear from you. So please feel free to contact me to share your story of faith or share your prayer concerns with me at melissasikes1330@yahoo.com. That's melissasikes1330@yahoo.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and share it with your friends. Let's spread the word and continue to build a legacy of faith together.